You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
Going on, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. My name is Chris, one half of the brother Layman. Thanks for joining us. So I hope you enjoyed the last discussion we had with our friend David, the LAPD officer. Make sure you guys, if you haven't listened to it, recommend you guys check that out. The four-part discussion, really deep, touching on a lot of things. Of course, now it's coming back up again with all the shooting. So, should be a good listen. Definitely will get something out of it. Now we move on to another heavy topic, rape culture. This conversation, of course, was brought up regarding Nate Parker. But we probably only talked about him for about a short portion of the conversation. It's really everything surrounding rape and this quote unquote rape culture, trying to really tackle that heavy subject, man. This one was pretty heavy and there was a lot of people on different sides. During this discussion, you had Casey, Tash, Leisha, Shelby, E Color from the Hip Hop Digest, and the homie Merc 80 and myself, start trying to talk about the definition of rape, accountability, intimidation. Some of the things we touch on this early part of the conversation. The Heavy Man, I hope you guys do enjoy it. You guys want to hit us up with any feedback, any comments, you want to give your thoughts on the subject, please do email us at kc@blackisonline.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Twitter at Black Is Online, Facebook, Black Is Magazine, the website, blackisonline.com. Hit us up. We'd like to keep discussion going. Let's get into this. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Well.
Let's move into Nate Parker, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Because we only got Yohansei for a little bit of time, and he's the person who...
I'll be here for a minute.
To me...
At least until my food comes.
Okay.
I'll be here at least till that.
Brought the conversation... to the big table for us.
Sure.
Anyway, I thought you were asking for like a refresh. I was like, what? She wants to make a shake? No.
Nate dog.
You know what? The funny thing about the Nate Parker situation, now that we've had so much time to sit back and think about it and discuss it. That's a Nate dog.
No.
Okay.
Even though there should be a podcast on.
Okay. Yeah, there should be. That's a jam episode.
Exactly.
Chris and I really got into a conversation over like the last week about the fact that the definition of rape has changed from when we were 19 years old to at this point in our lives now. We have probably consumed every piece of writing that has come out, every podcast that has come out about the whole Nate Parker situation. Just it was taking up a lot of brain space for a while because there was so much for me to dig deep on. And it was something he said in the Essence article about understanding that no means no, and that's what he was taught. So when you're dealing with a woman, no means no, mm-hmm. and anything else is up for grabs sort of situation. And we realize now that we live in a time period where, like, I've said this on several text message conversations with y'all, like, my child is gonna be negotiating contracts. We will not have sex until your name is signed on this paper before and after said act. We're not gonna fuck around. I don't even want there to be a question, because what I do understand from having gone to college and being a teenager once upon a time, so often sex happens under the influence of something. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who I love so much, Big Terry. She's just a sage. She was like, what bothers me about this situation is that we have two intoxicated people, but only one person is being held to a sober standard. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the situation at the time, I just think the definition of rape has changed.
It is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
the definition of rape used to be what? Control and aggression.
Well, when I think of rape, like they were talking, Gabrielle Union put out her response to everything. Well, she said that she was raped 24 years ago, held at gunpoint.
And that's which, a lot of what people think is rape.
Mm-hmm. Right. For me, when I think rape, the first thing that comes to my mind.
The man jumping out the bushes.
Right. The violent sexual situation, you know, and granted, of course, that definition evolved to, you know, somebody you are interested in and go out with and they are more aggressive than you want them to be. And you tell them clearly that you don't want anything to happen. Mm-hmm. But in the moment when nothing is said, somebody doesn't say no. And sex happens. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point does the line become blurred in the situation, especially under the intoxication? Because we've all had intoxicated sex. You know what that can be like, you know, if I guess you were properly intoxicated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. Right. But you might have moments where this shit is fantasy, or the next morning you don't remember exactly every single moment that happened. You just were in the moment and were feeling good and got down with it and went to sleep and woke up and hey. And at what point does that line become blurry and one person in the situation goes from we had intoxicated sex to, oh shit, that was rape. I was raped.
Well, okay, here's the thing. There's a lot that I think has to kind of get tackled in all this, but this is the part that I think separates this situation slightly.
I think I know where you're going to go, because I would agree if you're
okay.
Going there.
So what I'm saying is it's two men.
Right. The third party. Right. Complicates it.
You can say yes to one, no to the other, but one of them still says, nah, just go ahead.
Right.
Now we got a problem.
Right.
So that's what we got to kind of tackle is you should kind of know where the line is.
Right.
That's why I've never really been a fan of the idea of running a train. I don't get it.
Right. Certain people's fascination.
I don't understand how, you know, I mean, whatever floats your boat, if you're willing to give that many yeses, cool. But that always sounded a bit to me like what you're trying to pressurize the situation for her to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't realize, like, two dudes in here and we're both, you know, 6'2" or whatever it may be, like, you're not gauging the response that she might think that she might get raped anyway. You know what I'm saying? So there's a certain mentality of guys that I had to even tell some of my friends. I was like, man, we used to go to school with a guy who we thought was just silly and happy-go-lucky, and all the girls liked him, like, you know, over and over and over again. He never had problems getting girls, and we find out he's a serial rapist. Convicted. He's going to be in jail probably until he's about 60 years old. Went in when he was about 25. Mm-hmm. So it's like we can't act like there aren't people who try to toe this line of what they can get out of the situation.
I agree. You know? I guess I'm looking at responsibility on both sides.
Sure.
Because we're dealing with some grown ass people. Uh-huh. In the situation.
Meaning the college students?
I'm talking about anybody over the age of 18 that considers themselves grown enough to get into sexual situations.
Okay.
I'm looking at accountability on both sides. Now, Nate Parker's situation aside, that situation, once you bring the third party in, you have definitely changed the circumstances of the game. I think he would not be in this situation, or there would not be this much scrutiny if the other guy had not come in.
She probably wouldn't have even reported anything or said anything, because she had already had. So I think
you just didn't have to do it.
Right.
I think it probably would have just been brushed.
You should have left that door closed.
Right. Right. But I'm thinking,
you should have just been like, and then just.
But the conversations I've seen come out of this situation have talked so much about rape and rape culture and rape experiences so much that it's making me think in the two person situation, how blurry can the lines get? At what point is it two grown ass responsible people who got into a situation? Like, here's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna just be fucking blunt. Mm-hmm. I don't want my child to grow up to be an adult who goes to college, has a drink with another grown adult, a young lady, let's assume they have drinks, they have sex, and because maybe she woke up in the morning feeling groggy or something, that all of a sudden she's looking at my son and saying, I didn't really want to have sex with you, or she doesn't like him the next day, or the way he's treating her is not what she wanted out of the situation, and she screams rape on him. If they're both responsible adults in the situation, like if we're having a vibe and we're getting down, smoking, drinking, whatever, feeling good, and the vibe is getting romantic, and we have sex, and I fall asleep in the midst of the sex, or get a little loopy in the midst of the sex, can I wake up the next day and now say that you raped me?
Yes, by the new definition of
rape.
I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but I'm saying by the new definition of rape.
Contracts.
Absolutely. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I'm going to go out on a limb here and actually say this. I think that what you're saying is very realistic. However, it is also a very black fear. It's a particular thing we are afraid of.
Yes.
Very true.
Yes.
I had to say this I had to say this to somebody recently where they were like, they didn't understand a lot of black women who especially a lot more read on feminism, and I have to really shout that out, which is they say you don't really understand how many ways in which you can make us afraid. And so they say, I had a woman say to me, how come a lot of times I have so much of a hard time convincing black men to understand why you should be a little bit more empathetic to when I say no, or when I don't like something, or how you're treating me and things like that. And I said, you know what? Part of it is because we are also afraid of being looked at as the crazy black man and from fucking Birth of a Nation, the original one, that's just going to go out and we're going to just rape white women. Like, that is part of the thing that we're afraid of, the gaze that's on us. So I don't really, a lot of black men don't understand, like, well, what is it that you're afraid of? You're constantly acting like we're just doing this all the time. And that, and I have a reason to be afraid that you might say, call rape on me. Because I do know people that had false allegations, that does happen. But a lot of times that's a very black fear, because we already, as a gaze of us, if we walk through the wrong neighborhood, there's a weird black man out here, this guy in a hoodie and all this other shit. So that fear is a very real thing of what can come back toward us.
Hold on real quick. I guess I'm coming into it under the belief that as a black woman, I understand your predicament better than most. So my gaze of you is not that of predator, unless you give me some sort of inclination that's who I'm dealing with. But then again, I'm also a black woman who was raised in a really conservative religious household. So the chances of me putting myself in certain predicaments where I would have to question whether or not I was safe is very, very slim. I was a very, very sheltered, I would say, when I lived at home, for sure. When I was on my own, just very protective and very, very selective about who I brought close to me, who I spent intimate time with. Right. And I think that had everything to do with how I was raised. Yes. So that, like, I don't, my gaze of the black man is, like, for me, at least from my perspective, the opposite of the way the rest of the world might see black men as being scary, oversexed. So I don't go into it having that. I guess I struggle with the black woman who has not had the same experience as myself, which would be tons of them, but I guess ones who would see black men as scary.
Yeah.
Like, right off the bat, my response to a black man is one to be fearful. I guess it depends on your circumstances and where you are in the situation.
I think you have to remember, too, that black men are fetishized. So even if you're afraid of them, yes, there's still a part of you that just wants to just kind of cross that line to kind of see. And
what, the white girl part of you?
I'm not talking about black women. No, I'm talking about non-black. I'm saying like there, whether you're black or white or Indian or Latina or Asian, yes, right, even if your reaction initially is, "Ooh, he's kind of scary," you still want to fuck him. You just do, because there's just that whole fetish side of black men. Mm-hmm. So how you feel on the other side of that sexual experience, you know, that's where you just open up the door for a lot of, you know,
a lot of shit.
Here's the thing. Okay, so here's part of the other missing piece is that two quick things. How often have you heard of white women falsely accusing white men of rape? How many times have you heard of that happening?
I have a question kind of related to that. Is right. From everyone here, I want to know what do you think the percentage of the cry rapes that are? All the people who accuse someone of rape, what's the percentage that you think is like not a real accusation or kind of psychologically manufactured accusation that didn't really take place? Like, if you, like, Merc, if you had to give like a percentage, you would think 30% of rapes are cry rapes. Like,
but think about this.
No, I go like 60, 40, 70, 30.
60, 40, 70, 30. Kim, what you got?
I don't. To me, that's impossible to try to. I have no idea.
I respond the same way and take it seriously, but if I think out of 10 times, how many of them would be real? Like, it wouldn't be 10.
Now, to Merc's, to kind of piggyback on where Merc was going, if you heard that it was a white victim and a black man, would that percentage go higher for you? Mm-hmm. Now everybody's silent. Nobody.
The Nate Parker thing is such a thing.
Is he accused? It's already accused. But the uncle said that came out about the white women being loose, and I think this is part of. It is, but it's also something that's always, it's something always brought up in all those little memes and posts people put about why supposedly black men like white women. And that's really what it is. White women are always more okay for you to do shit.
And let's not act like stereotypes aren't steeped in truth. I mean, shit, you can live it and experience it going to a white college, but that doesn't mean that there aren't black women who don't exhibit the same behavior.
Listen, I went to black school and my phone wasn't working that day, but let me tell y'all something. It goes down at black schools.
I was reading that conversation back, what planet do they think black women are? But the two experiences are completely different. Everybody that has gone to a black school, when y'all talk about y'all experiences, there's something about them that I can't imagine that world, because I didn't have that experience. I went to a school with 30,000 students, 6% at the time were black.
The numbers are less at a black college. The numbers of rape are less.
You talk about shit going college. Down. No, try monitoring 30,000 people.
But if you count on stuff that's reported, then I would assume that it would be more white women than black women.
And then, Shelby, when you talk about...
I'm not saying it's zero. I just think it's less than at a public white institution.
And then when you're talking...
The only distinction I was making is reported rape. I don't think that there are fewer rapes at a black school than... a white school.
This is
it's cultural.
Right. But here's the thing. What a lot of the black women were telling me were instances of they love black men, mm-hmm. but you sent me a dick pic, dog. You just flashed me. You tried to run game to the point where I felt like I kind of had to say yes because I don't know if you're going to do something, because you already kind of going over the line right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they've been in a lot of pressurized situations where, I mean, you...
That is also very true.
Where the fuck they do that at?
No, listen, everywhere. I know these guys that they're talking about. I do know these guys that they're talking about. I know guys in college.
Wait, hold up. Yeah. I can only think, out of all the black men I know, I can only think of one straight up who would probably operate out of that kind of behavior. Everybody knows brother has his issues, and Ain't nobody fucking with him like that. But when you start talking about victim blaming, Shelby, my question is, who's the victim? Because if it's even one man out of 10 in a situation where one person is screaming, I got raped and they didn't get raped, and that person gets convicted for some shit that they didn't do, they're the victim. And it's fucked up.
Right.
And the fact that people want to automatically believe a woman when she says it happens to her, not saying that that's not the majority of the time, but in situations where there is some question, some reasonable doubt.
Mike Tyson.
My whole thing is guilty, innocent until proven fucking guilty.
Okay, so let me just say a couple things, because you said a lot there. Okay, first of all, and this happens all the time. When we seek to change the way we think about certain things, mm-hmm. people just kind of go to an extreme. So for so long, no one believed women.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are on the other extreme now, where you don't victim blame. Right. And so it's not PC. I'm not saying that he's guilty. I'm saying I'm not blaming her. Two different things. Completely. I said I don't victim blame. I didn't say that the man is always guilty. My position is anything's possible. I'm not going to automatically discount her, and I'm not going to automatically discount him.
Okay.
I don't victim blame. That's like saying pro-black is anti-white. It's not the same thing. They're two different things.
Right.
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 The second thing is, I maybe misheard what was being talked about, because I was saying that I know women who felt like they were backed into a corner where they had to have sex with someone, or they didn't feel comfortable saying no. And that is a very real thing that happens all the time. Very real. Yeah. And I'm not saying that.
If you can speak on it, I don't know if you can, because
I've never felt like that.
But so, or Merc, is it like where it's the physical presence that the person used and an intimidation factor,
right,
or like, well,
is this already?
I was gonna say, I think it's an
relationship.
Like, they've already
just an intimidation.
No, they've already. They've already run
because
games,
you've never
so
been in
you're
that
already
situation.
In a position where you're maybe gonna give it up, and then
like on some pimp game time.
Yeah,
I'm talking about dudes who, as a common practice to fuck on the first date, be like, "Yo, so what's good? Pull the dick out." So at that moment,
I'm talking about fuck up and I'm out.
Right,
you're a different woman. You're a different woman. Right. There are women who do not have it to get up and walk out.
Is it then rape when they decide not to stand in their own power and say no and just consent because? Is that
like rape? I'm not gonna try to get out the situation.
This woman is gonna be like, pull your fucking pants up and stop playing fucking game. And the man's gonna pay attention. But if someone decides,
because if I say that and he still physically does something to me, then for sure the whole situation is fucked up.
But if there's
a moment for me to make it very fucking clear, I'm not having sex with you.
Okay, so I can tell you a story. I don't know if you want to take the time, but I heard a very specific story.
No.
A very specific story. No, someone actually, I heard it on a podcast. I'm not going to use anybody's name, but this person was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
They were staying at an Airbnb. It was literally Airbnb. So they were staying at an Airbnb, and their host was coming on to them very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
She asked him to leave her room over and over and over again. He didn't, and I don't want to get like, the story really doesn't have very many more details that make a difference,
mm-hmm.
because she eventually had sex with him because she was like, I'm in a country I don't know. He can put me out. Then where would I go? I don't speak the language. So she had sex with him so he would leave. Right? That's intimidation. And is that not rape?
Is that rape?
Okay, she had a chance to say no, but her reasoning for not saying no.
If she consents,
she had sex with
him. If she consents, then no, that's not rape. That was a judgment call that she made because she felt that's what she had to do. I think
she was afraid.
She was afraid.
I mean, legitimately afraid.
She was in a legitimately really jacked up situation. And like, should he not be held to any...
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm dude, not.
All right, all right. So, wait.
I haven't said anything, so let me just say something real quick.
I just want to say that's a coin flip. That's an actual, that's a coin flip.
Kim, do they call when the food comes? Because I'm starving.
Yeah. Okay, so. He texted me and said that.
Here's why I've been so quiet with this rape thing, because it is very difficult, right? Because I already have an adverse whole atmosphere feeling about that. Any type of molestation, rape, I'm totally, like, messed up about that, right? I've had a personal experience where I was millimeters away from event horizon, and she was like, no, and I got the fuck up and was done. Everybody ain't me. Somebody who else was, right there would have been like, you know, and just did whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a judgment call. I clowned around and said Tupac and Mike Tyson because I have to look at it in each situation. I can't give you a number like, do I think it's 50% or 20% or whatever. I have to look at each situation. To me, it would have been real hard for me to convict Mike Tyson because of the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should ever take it, but nobody should put themselves in a situation either. And sometimes people do put themselves in situations. But who am I, this guy here, to sit here and say what is rape, what is not rape? I have daughters, family members that are female. It would be fucked up to me if one of them came to me and said somebody took it. What would I do? You know, what would I say? Would I question my sister? Would I question my daughter? So it's just, I think that we should forget about all that we were drinking. People need to be responsible, both sides, and then we'll have less of this.
And that's
will
what
still
I'm
be
saying.
Rape. There will still be molestation.
I disagree. Absolutely do not disagree.
Like, it needs to be responsibility on both sides. Conversations need to be happening with parents before their kids go off to college and get in these dumbass situations.
Yeah.
Because teenage years
high school girls
are getting into
it. You learn this shit.
And the teenage years is when a whole lot of experimentation and shit stuff goes down there and in college. And so it's like these conversations, I'm telling you, mine gonna be.
Listen,
it's all on paper. Listen. It's the contract.
I gotta get this part out. Sex is can be used as a weapon. Okay?
By both sexes.
By totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to, I think this is especially a fear of black people because we've had accusations or things like that we felt could be weaponized against us.
Mm-hmm.
That as you said, that it seems exotic to cross this line. If I cross this line and something goes wrong, it's okay because he's a black man, so I can get rid of him if that doesn't suit me. Yeah. I can go into this world and fuck around with it, and if I don't like it anymore, I can. Just with that whole Lena Dunham thing, like that whole way that she characterized that whole thing was in a way like, yo,
right.
You don't even understand. You must not understand, or you do understand what the fuck you're saying, right?
She knows what
the
fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, yo, so that's why we're, I think, especially attuned to, yo, how are we defining this right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, how are we making this clear? But I'm telling you, like, I know within my circle of friends that a friend cornered a girl at a New Year's party in a room, closed the door, and yeah, they had been drinking, and then pulled his dick out. And she had been raped before. So in that instance, she's not, you know, she could say no or whatever, but that's an instance where whether you were talking to me earlier or not, or I was flirting with you, I didn't necessarily
sign
up for this
part.
That's
on some immature bullshit.
Right.
I don't know. I grew up in a household where my grandmother taught me some shit like that go down, you kicking man in the dick, period. So that if that situation happened to me.
Okay. But what if you're,
that's
you know.
How I was brought up.
Well, what if you're 5 feet?
My
you
foot
see what I'm saying?
Something
I mean, yeah.
I could still
you,
not
you were, you were, you know, you were taught a different way, though.
Right.
At least try.
I mean, yeah. You were. I hear you, but again,
but
that
I'm not everyone.
We're
right.
We right. are. We have culturally. we have a special. I really think that we have a special attunement to the definition of this because we want to make it 100% clear.
Yes.
You know, we want it to be 100% clear so that it's not weaponized.
Right.
Here is my contract. No, you're not going to sue me. No, yeah, I just made $1 million and blah, 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 blah. And now I'm getting hit with a case. And now I'm reading this thing about Derrick Rose and his homies rolled over to get in on this girl. And she had already said no before. Mm-hmm. Like, especially there's a thought process behind all this where dudes think that it's all good. And so to some extent, I don't really mind being heavy-handed on it. I think we've just gotten this real pornified culture to where we think that we can do whatever to smash. We've gotten real, you know what I'm saying? We've gotten to a real, you know what I'm saying, a real pornified culture to where some dudes think anything can fly. I personally think, I've had numerous conversations with women talking about, they talked to a dude once or texted him or hit him up on Tinder. First thing he did was send a dick pic. Yep. Boom. First thing. No conversation. And I'm like, yo, like,
I think that's because,
but this is cultural, like, now. This is like everybody. Yeah, this is like a cultural way. Because there's
women who will respond to the dick pic, yeah. And if she doesn't respond to it, you just keep it moving, and then you go for the ones who do.
Yes.
Okay, so this is another problem because I'm not talking from experience. This is another problem that we have is that, especially with, and they've had this conversation with middle school girls. It goes that young.
Yes.
Is that these girls are saying yes because they think that's what they're supposed to say. And so you have to not, this is where I say don't, you got to be careful about where you place the responsibility,
mm-hmm.
because they need to stop sending the dick pics. And yes, people need to stop accepting them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not just one or the other, because as a society that is as obsessed with porn as we are, maybe you aren't. That's fine. But
I watch my fair share.
But it has changed the way we as a society, and I'm not saying any one person, right. that we as a society view sex and human interaction.
Right.
And that has a huge impact on all of this.
Right.
And it's starting as young as middle school.
Right.
So, and then you think about it, you have a high school counselor walking over like, you need to, as a kid, especially at that age, they don't want to hear it from a 38-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old. They don't want to hear that from you. And so you're kind of stuck trying to communicate how serious this is, because they don't even comprehend how serious it is at that age. But then you fast forward and drop them into college freshman year, and they're right. binge drinking.
Right.
And that's, I think that has a lot to do with how we are seeing more and more and more, in addition to the fact that in an attempt to take women seriously, we've gotten to the point where we say, if at any point you don't want to have sex, you can say no, and that's hands right. off.
Right.
You know?
You have the ability to say no. We have to reinforce the fact that you have the ability to say no to something.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't worry about that. I don't need to worry about saying no. Like, get out of here.
Because the time, when was the time to teach those girls where they would take you seriously that they could say no?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being introduced to sex at a time where, you know, they just want to fit in. Look, and that has a huge impact on how they handle sex for the rest of their life.
I think we're underestimating also the amount of women in this country that have been raped. By family member, sure. by friend.
For sure.
By
so is that rape or is that molestation? Because there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Raped or and or molested.
Okay. At least put in a situation.
Victim yeah. sexual assault.
There you go. Cast
right. role, right.
You know. Even broader.
Right. So, you know, we're getting, it may seem heavy handed to be like, well, are you just going to wake up one day and then just throw this at me? Like, we're concerned about that. But like I said, we're concerned about it because everybody now knows how it can be used as a weapon. You know, and we're really concerned about that right now. But I will venture to say that I think most white people don't care. We care.
And can we also talk about time? Like, how long people sometimes hold on to those things. And 20 years later, you say, oh, this guy did this to me. You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's all messed up. There's just so many questions and pieces to this puzzle, man. It's that's why it's hard.
Can I just say one thing about the time? Because I feel like, oh God, I'm always in this uncomfortable position because for so long women weren't taken seriously and this kind of stuff got swept under the rug. When it comes up again, I want it to be taken seriously. I don't necessarily want to retry or persecute someone again. And at the same time, I don't want to just act like that doesn't affect my opinion of you, because it does. Like, I will forever see Bill Cosby differently. I will forever see Nate Parker differently. Does that mean that Bill Cosby was never talented? No. Does that mean that Nate Parker isn't talented? No. But it should, in my opinion, it should matter how you see him. The movie may be amazing. I'm not taking that away from him. But I think that these issues need to be taken seriously, discussed, dissected. I think all of that is important for us to move forward. I don't necessarily think that it's my job to retry him. I don't think that he necessarily owes me an explanation, like a full explanation of what happened that night. But he needs to understand that because that information is now available, my opinion has now changed. And as long as he's willing to give out as much information as he is, I have the right to form my opinion. That's just how life works. And so you can't expect me to just be like, oh, you were acquitted, so never mind. Forget all the circumstances, which are now right in my face. That is literally what we're trying to get away from. We're literally trying to get away from the whole idea that we can just look past all this shit. I'm not looking past anything. It's just not going to happen. And it is my choice and my right to either see the movie or not see the movie. My choice. That is my
choice.
Would
you call him a rapist?
Maybe. Probably. I probably would.
Have you called him a rapist or have you like held your tongue in?
Called him a rapist.
Okay. So that
I have
means
not.
You wouldn't, because you've had the option, based on the information you have, you've had the option of calling him a rapist.
I didn't call him a rapist. I didn't call him a rapist, but I did. I'm not so quick to assign.
He just didn't use
the message. Is that like, are you not using it because you're afraid to call a racist out when they're actually being racist? Are you like,
no.
Is it one of those
I
words that's so scary to use?
Like, are you a racist?
I'm not. So two things. One, I didn't necessarily call him a rapist because it happened so long ago. And so for me, if I call somebody a rapist, my initial thing is that they're a repeat. Yeah. Years. Like a repeat raper or a repeat rapist. So I don't.
What if someone rapes like a kid? What? I mean, you would call them a rapist.
No. That's not. No, I wouldn't. I'm saying that in general, when someone says rapist, I think of them as someone who has raped more than once. That doesn't mean in the course of conversation I wouldn't eventually call them a rapist. But I'm saying
you
my first
call serial rapist.
What are you talking about?
You only call people who rape more than once rapists.
I said my initial thought, follow my words, my initial thought is that when someone says rapist, I think of someone who is predatory, not someone who's raped once. I do think
like
of someone.
Ramirez type.
That's my first thought. And I'm being honest. That's my first thought. It doesn't mean that if they rape somebody one time, they're not a rapist. I'm saying my first thought is that.
I know, but like the Stanford guy?
I'm not sure what the issue is. Like, I'm not saying he's not a rapist.
No, I know. I'm just saying I think that there might be circumstances that you might do that. That's all I'm saying.
I think that he's probably raped more women who have come forward.
Who will come forward, even?
Who have not come forward.
Okay.
Whether or not whether they will or they won't, I have no idea. But I'm saying I think that behavior was there before that woman came forward.
I'm not saying that you should or not. I'm just saying that it's.
I'm like, I don't understand. It's not a hard line. Actually, my definition is not hard at all. I said initially I don't think that, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't call him a rapist.
Oh, okay.
I said my initial thought is not. My initial thought is usually if someone's a rapist, they're predatory. They're continually predatory.
I probably misheard. I heard it's more of a hard line.
So you're talking about in terms of Nate Parker?
Sorry.
Of how to define Nate Parker?
So he said, did I ever call Nate Parker a rapist? And I said, no, because it happened so long ago.
Wow.
First of all, I completely 100% disagree with what happened that night, period. Mm-hmm. I did not initially label him in my head a rapist. Because it happened so long ago, because he was acquitted, because like all of that stuff kind of, I took everything in and I did not specifically say Nate Parker's a rapist. Uh-huh. I didn't say that. I did though, after I took in a lot of information, say, whoa,
right.
By today's definition, that is absolutely rape.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. No matter how you look at it, it was terrible. So I did do all of that. But he said, did I call him specifically a rapist? And I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. That doesn't mean he didn't rape that girl. I don't know.
You going to see a movie?
No. But that has nothing to do with his rape. Wait, I said a long time ago, I am not seeing another slave movie. That is just my personal
Even
stance.
Though this is a slave revolt?
And told from our point of view?
I got you.
You prefer to see it when you're ready to see it. And if that's 3 years from now.
I might see it 3 years from now, but I'm still not ready to see it right now. I sure don't. I'm tired of that right now. Right, and you guys have.
I can't watch it.
Right,
I want to see it.
I do, but I can't watch it.
It just has to be ready.
I did see Fruitvale. Which one? Hard to watch.
No. Trust me. You do. You have to be ready
for Fruitvale.
You got to be ready.
Oh, I saw that, and I was completely unprepared. You got to be ready. Completely unprepared.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.